You're listening to Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina in for Rob Ferret. The Telemark Lodge in northern Wisconsin was once one of America's top destinations for cross-country skiers. But the resort closed in 2013, and this year, construction crews will take it down. While the building and its famous fireplace are going away, a new redevelopment plan would keep the site as a hub for winter sports. Chelsea Lewis is here to talk with us about it. She's a travel and entertainment reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Chelsea, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
We know the lodge is being torn down, but let's talk about how it came to be in the first place. This started in part with Tommy Wise, who sounds like he was seriously dedicated to his hometown. How'd he come up with the idea of starting the Telemark Lodge?
Yeah, Tony Wise was kind of the definition of like a hometown promoter. So he served in World War II, and at the end of his time, he discovered downhill skiing in the Bavarian Alps. And he thought, hey, maybe I can bring this back to Hayward and we can have, you know, a winter business up in Hayward. So in 1947, he opened Mount Telemark Ski Area. It was one of the first ski hills in the upper Midwest. A lot of people didn't even know about downhill skiing. It wasn't even really much of a sport yet in the U.S. So he kind of started it in the upper Midwest and grew it into a huge business up there.
And I should say, yeah, thank you so much, Tony Wise. The lodge itself is forever tied to skiing and the annual Birkebeiner ski race. How did that come to be the focus of this resort in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so in the 70s, Tony kind of thought he might have trouble competing with some of the bigger ski hills out west and even, you know, in the UP. Telemark was only 300 and some feet tall, so not exactly a mountain. So he decided to add some cross-country ski trails at Mount Telemark. And then in 1973, to kind of draw people to these new ski trails he put in, he hosted the first American Birkebeiner. So it was a version of a Norwegian race that kind of recreates this Norwegian event where some skiers known as Birkebeiners skied the Norwegian prince to safety during the Civil War in Norway. So there were only, I think, maybe 50-some skiers that first year. But now, you know, almost 50 years later, the race draws 13,000 people every year from all over the world.
There have been a handful of owners and redevelopment plans in the past, but now the lodge is actually being demolished, and there's a plan moving forward. What's the current vision for the Telemark site?
Yeah, so the lodge had kind of been the centerpiece of Telemark since the 70s, but in 84, Tony lost the property to bankruptcy, and it kind of started to go downhill after that. The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, which is a nonprofit group that now manages the Birke race, they purchased the property in February, and the lodge was beyond saving. They just couldn't save it, and that's not really what they do anyway. What they do is put on events like the Birke and also other events like the Shawamigan Fat Tire Festival. So they decided to kind of make this like a hub for outdoor recreation. So they're going to rehab some of the old ski trails, which are also multi-purpose trails that people can hike. They're going to build kind of a new hub center for, you know, waxing your skis and pumping up your bike tires, because the Birke Trail, you can also mountain bike on it in the summer. And maybe add some other outdoor things too. They're talking about maybe putting an observation tower on the top of Telemark, maybe putting in like a community pool, and then letting other businesses come in and develop their own businesses there. So maybe putting in a tap room or a little coffee shop or a gear rental place. So it's kind of an exciting plan for the property that does tie in with what Tony had always hoped it would be, this center for outdoor recreation, even though the lodge won't be there anymore.
Right. And it is coming down. But you also write that one Olympian said it was, quote, the finest ski hotel in the world and the only ski area where the lodge is bigger than the mountain. Describe what it looked like in its heyday.
Yeah, it was a hopping place. Its heyday was a little before my time, but most people who talk about it, they had performers like Frank Sinatra and Duke Ellington. Emeril Lagasse was a chef in one of the restaurants. It was always busy, of course, during the Birkebeiner, but even outside of that, there were a couple of pools, just a lot to do. So it was this big hopping resort. Like, Tony Wise wanted to do everything up Right. He built this huge fireplace that was like 50 feet tall inside. So it kind of greeted you as you walked in. And the Berkey Foundation is trying to save that. That's a lot of people know Telemark for this giant fireplace, and they're saving some of the stones and they're going to rebuild it in some kind of outdoor pavilion. So that's nice that they'll be keeping a part of that history.
Oh, how interesting. So although the lodge is going away, some of those touchstones will still exist in some form to help us remember.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is there a timeline on when this new vision could be a reality? When will we see things happen?
Yeah, the lodge is almost completely down, and then they're going to start with the ski trails, kind of rehabbing those, and they expect those to be open this coming winter. And then they'll start building those hub buildings, the bathrooms and things like that, and those will probably be ready next year, 2022. And then they're hoping that they can make a bid for the Cross Country Skiing World Cup in 2024. So that's kind of their end date for when everything could kind of be devolved. But a lot of the ancillary development depends on other businesses, so that's kind of up in the air still.
All right, we'll pay attention. Chelsea, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Chelsea Lewis is a travel and entertainment reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she talked with us about the history of the Telemark Lodge and what happens in the future.